Right, now at this period, your family was living where?
Well, we were living on Cambridge Street in North Burnaby.
What's that area known as?
Vancouver Heights.
Okay. I imagine that that was in many ways quite different from down around here.
Oh, yes.
Cambridge, that was
civilized.
A little, it was like a village.
Yes.
Where everyone knew everyone, and we could walk over to Hastings Street and get on the extension, they call it, or we could walk to Boundary and Hastings and get on the streetcar to go downtown. But when my father and mother first went there in 1919, they had to walk a block to a tap to get water. There was no water mains laid then. And it was two blocks to the nearest telephone. I don't remember this. I just remember them telling me all these things.
Were there many houses on Cambridge Street then?
I think there were four in the block that we lived in, the 4300 block. One was my uncle's.
Were there a lot of family, you know, extended families living close to each other? Uncles and aunts and grandparents?
Oh, yes. Yes. Burnaby, I think, is still that way. That people who grow up in Burnaby don't leave Burnaby. You know, they're the third and fourth generation is there now.
The taxes are high, they can't afford it.
Do you know why your family chose to go to Burnaby?
No, not really, except that my father had seen this particular beautiful tree on a walk or a camping trip and decided if he ever bought a lot, that's the lot he would buy, and eventually did buy it. Now, why he chose that particular area, I don't know.
Where was his work?
A corner of Cordova and Columbia Street, Mac and Max.
So he had to go downtown from Burnaby?
Yes, he went downtown, but, well, in those days it didn't seem like any big deal at all. He just walked over and got on the streetcar and went downtown to work. Mm-hmm. Then he worked, 5.5 days a week. Worked Saturday mornings, and Saturdays until 1 o'clock. And he had Saturday afternoon and Sunday off.
Then he caught the boat and come up here.
Yes, he used it. Where as soon as he was finished work on Saturday, we would all meet at the Union Steamship Dock, which was just a block or two from where he worked, get on the old Lady Evelyn that was most of the time, and come up here.
Up to Gibson's.
Yeah.
And then walk from Gibson's over here.
How far is that?
No, we didn't have to walk from Gibson's to Fair. The boat used to land right here.
Grantham's?
Grantham's,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
Forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. And if you had a lot of stuff, an old man with a horse and a wagon would haul it over here for you.
So that was how you spent all your weekends?
We spent our week, well, not too many when I was very young, but as I got older, we used to come almost every weekend. And we spent our summer holidays here. Here being Gibson.
So your father came because he'd seen it on a camping trip.
Mm-hmm.
And your father had been hunting in the area originally.
Yeah.
I wonder what people in Vancouver thought of Burnaby, if it was...
Oh, it was just so many miles away.
Right.
They couldn't imagine why we would ever want to live there. They couldn't come and see us because it was too far, unless they had a car. It was the end of the world as far as Vancouver people were concerned.
And yet, during the Depression, when things were really tough, there were friends of ours who wouldn't dream of living in a place like that. But every Sunday they showed up
right
for dinner. And starving to death.
Yeah.
They didn't have a bean, all they had was a car. This one guy, I remember, he was selling cars, and he was just about on his uppers up top. Pretty tough. And then when we had to buy a new car, of course, he got the chance to sell a car.
Well, by the time the 1930s hit, had many changes occurred in the government road area?
Not too many up to then, up to the 30s.
So it was still mainly people who worked in Vancouver or New Westminster?
Some.
Yeah.
A few worked in Westminster. Yeah.
But then had a fairly large acreage on which
right
they could produce
right
and support them. What about in the Heights areas? Did that change much between?
No, it seemed to remain the same little village until after the Second War.
Just before the war, they started to spread a bit of blacktop around so we had better roads. But before that, it had been murders.
Yeah. Well, I guess the major growth in Burnaby had come earlier. It'd be around 1912 or so.
Yes, it's the start of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the name of that place they had up on Curtis? There was a store there. It was supposed to...
Oh, the old Hastings Lodge,
Hastings
Hotel or something?
Yeah.
Some hotel is still there, I think. It's Curtis and Cliff.
Well, Curtis and Duffy.
Duffy, yes.
Duffy.
Maybe it is Duffy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it maybe has been changed into apartments or something.
I think it is now, yeah.
And stuccoed over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It used to be the sign on it.
Oh, I remember that place. Yeah. It's on the way up to SFU, isn't it?
Yeah.
Four from the corner.
Well, what was it before?
Well, it was a store and a hotel, and they were going to start a big development in there, but of course there wasn't enough people or enough money to do anything. And now, of course, the land that they were going to open up is now Burnaby Mountain Golf Course.
Right.
Which is another thing, right where the clubhouse is and everything there, where it used to be Squint Lake.
Right, yeah, Blind Lake or Squint Lake.
Yeah.
Why was it called that?
Well, darn if I know.
That's where Eagle Creek starts. The headwaters of Eagle Creek starts there and then flows right on down, gathers up the other little.
Well, those kids used to go up there and start rolling logs, and of course, you know what happens when you roll a log in the water. Well,
you're wet.
You're wet is right. Did you walk out of that golf course now and you just can't believe what it used to look like? You can't even describe it.
Yeah, that must have had him first. What made you first aware that there was a depression around the 30s?
Well, I think we heard the older people talking about things were tough and, you know, just was no work and couldn't get any money and that. I think that's what gave us the idea things were a little tough.
Were you still in school then?
I was at the start, yes, I'd say. I think it was about 28, 29 when the depression started, and that's just about when I left school. I was about 16 then. It was a case of, my dad said, either you go to school or do you want to work? And I said, I'd sooner work. So that's the way it was.
What about you, Mr. Wright? What, do you have anything that you remember that specifically made you realize this was
a bad
decision?
I think the fact that Dad had to take a $10 a month cut from the Beast Electric was about the only thing I remember about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my memories are similar too. I can remember my father pacing up and down the house because he had to take a week cut in wages. They cut his work week from 5.5 days to 4.5 days. And so that was a loss of a day's pay.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it affected me not at all. I didn't lack anything. I was a very spoiled child. I was an only child.
And you were at school then?
I was at school. And I had everything I wanted. I didn't think I did at the time, but in retrospect, I certainly did have everything I wanted. And a lot of my friends didn't. And everyone who had something helped those who didn't have anything. And it made no difference in the friendship. You didn't say, oh, those were poor kids. They were just kids like you.
The difference between poor and having something was 50 cents. So
yeah.